More developments pertaining to your farm program participation, producers, important new numbers you need to consider as far as your payment potential here. Art Barnaby is back with us once again. He's a risk management specialist, K-State Research and Extension. As you well know, Art stays right on top of the latest developments out of the USDA and his calculations that he puts together on the payment projections. What you're working with here, Art, this time around, the prices for program payment purposes have now been posted, correct?
Yes. The monthly marketing year average prices that we talk about seems like every month, and just about every month we do, because they're updated once a month. They're on our website, so you can see exactly what they are. A couple things. Number one, they are, in fact, final. The wheat number came out much earlier, back in July 1. We've already talked about that. That was $4.89. $4.89 was the national average price for determining payments that will be made in about 2 weeks. Now, this gets confusing because we're talking about the 2015 crop,
right?
Not 2016. We look at the sorghum and the corn and the other crops. Corn came in at $3.61. You know where we estimated this at last month, Eric? $3.62.
Mm-hmm.
We're off by a penny.
You're probably
that's
right.
Close enough. You bet. That's close enough for an economist. In the case of the grain sorghum, it came in at $3.31, and at $3.31, that is final also. And the soybeans came in at $8.95. The $8.95 is above the PLC price, so there is no PLC payments on the soybeans. With the corn, there's a small one under PLC. It would be the difference between $3.70 and $3.61, so that would be 9 cents would be the payment. That 9 cents times your FSA approved program yield times your base acres times 85% of your base acres would give you the payment times, 6.8%, I believe it is, reduction for sequestration. So lots of cuts after you get to the gross number.
Right.
We have on our website posted estimated payments for each of the counties under ARC, because ARC's a little different. The price does matter for ARC, but it's a little different because it brings in the county yield, so it's a revenue guarantee. And those are on our website by county.
But there will be payments for ARC for most grains or not?
It varies by county. We're going to have a lot of counties that won't get payments.
Okay.
If you go out on our website, and if you put your cursor right over the top of it, you can see what yield we're using, where we got it from, and how low that yield has to drop before it'll trigger any payment, and then how low does it have to drop before you get the maximum payment. So if you're looking out there on the website and we've got the county yield at, 42 bushels, but you need 35 to trigger any payments, the chances of you getting payments are essentially zero. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get any payments in that county for that particular crop. So, yeah, so you can kind of get a feel for how likely you are to get a payment. On the other hand, if the minimum yield is 35 bushels and we've got a yield plugged in there at 30, you're probably going to get the maximum payment. So it does give you a little more information if you look at your county and put the cursor right over the top. But nonetheless, yes, I fully expect there's going to be a number of counties that won't get any payments. We have not put out price estimates for next year, which will be the payments paid in the fall of 17.
Right.
Except for wheat, I have put out a number. My current estimate is at $3.77. I know that's way above what the cash price is in Kansas, but you have to remember this is a national average cash price. It includes Washington State, Oregon, Michigan, I mean a whole lot of other states that produce wheat besides us.
And again, 2016 crop.
Paid in 2017. Yes, very confusing. Yeah, we're talking about the 2016 crop that was already been harvested, obviously, in the case of wheat. But we're not talking about payments that won't arrive until October of 2017. So at this point, FSA has put out some estimates. Farmers will like their number better. I said I'm at 377. FSA is estimating the number at 360. At 360, of course, if you're under PLC, that translates to $1.90 a bushel payment. So PLC would be pay really large. I'm at, 13 cents? I would pay 13 cents less if my number is right. But still, either way, it's going to be a big number on PLC. Now, ARC, the problem there is you get stopped out with the stop loss. You can't get more than 10% of the expected gross revenue. And the other thing that happens is that we had extremely high yields in a number of counties, and the higher the yield, the lower the price has to go to trigger payments. So again, you would benefit if FSA is right with their 360 forecast, because it's lower than mine, and the lower price would bring in more counties with payments, because of you can take a higher yield if you got a lower price and still trigger payments. Again, neither price is anywhere close to where cash is, obviously. Mm-hmm. Again, this is national average. I have not put out any prices for the spring planted crops. I'll do that starting next month. But in the case of corn, they did put out some numbers. They put out a price of $3.20. Remember, the reference price on corn is $3.70. So the difference is 50 cents on a PLC payment, which is pretty sizable on corn. And $3.05 on sorghum, which would be a 90-cent payment under PLC. And, of course, with these lower prices, it requires a higher and higher yield to take you out of the claim. With sorghum, they're at $9.05. I haven't put out a number yet, but $9.05, and this is for the fall of 17, that would translate into zero PLC payments. And the ARC payment will depend on what the county yield is for 2016 that we're harvesting now. That would sort of indicate probably not going to be a lot of ARC payments made, because everybody tells me the yield's pretty good this year, so unlikely there'll be payments there. But nonetheless, that leads me into the final thing that I want to, again, remind everybody. These are some huge PLC payments in particular. And I do know we had quite a few grain sorghum makers that went into PLC. If anything, I think FSA may be a little optimistic here. I think it might well drop below the 305 number. Hmm. If it does, that means that 90-cent payment's going to potentially be over a dollar. Well, at that point, if you got any acres, base acres, we should be careful with that, you're talking about hitting that 125,000 limit quick.
Payment limitation.
Yeah, payment limitation.
For everything.
And so all these payments that won't come till next fall, and nobody knows how big those are at this point. And we won't know until next fall for sure. But then it's too late to do anything about it. And the reason is people are collecting LDP payments right now on the wheat. And the LDP payments, you're collecting them now, but they apply to that same limit as those payments you're going to get next fall.
You have to think about combining what you're getting in the LDP now with that expected payment in the fall.
And across all crops.
Right.
And I haven't completely ruled out the possibility of maybe – we might even see some LDPs on grain sorghum. I don't know. If you had asked me 6 months ago we're going to have LDPs on wheat, I would have said no. And now I'm not willing to say anything. And so if you've got 1,500 acres of base acres out there, or maybe even a little less than that, depending on which program you're in, you could be running into a payment limit problem where you never had one before. Now, there is a way around this, and that is to use commodity certificates. What you do is you take out the loan, and then you turn around and repay the loan immediately, and you get the realized gain from the loan. In other words, you pay it back at the posted county price. So you take it out at 308, and you pay it back at 280, for example, if the PLC is at the posted county prices at that level. And the difference is the realized gain on the loan that you keep. Now, there is downside to this. When you take out first, there's a lot more paperwork. But if you're going to do it immediately, now if you're going to take out the loan and hold it, which a lot of people do, then they have to file a lien with the state and all that sort of stuff. It's treated just like a regular loan. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to pay it off immediately, they don't have to file as much paperwork. They don't file the lien because you're going to pay it off immediately. Now, on the certificates, you have to write them a check for the certificates. So you have to pay them right there at the counter. Then later, your realized gain from the marketing loan will show up in your checking account. What I'm telling you is your check may clear before that gain shows up in your checking account, and this could be a sizable check, so you need to plan for the cash flow problems here. Mm-hmm. Secondly, there are a few fees involved if you take out the loan. The fees are really small. I don't know. I think they're less than $100. Certainly nothing like you're going to give up next fall. If you arrive next fall and you've already eaten up a chunk of that 125 limit with LDP claims, then that leaves less room to collect those payments next fall. And you could well end up leaving cash on the table at the FSA office in a year that I don't think many farmers can afford to leave cash there. Yeah. So I would certainly encourage you to consider using those certificates. I can also tell you the state FSA office sent out a letter to all their staff reminding them to be sure and tell farmers they have this option to use certificates to avoid the payment limit. The only problem with all this is I can't tell you whether you're going to have a problem or not until it's too late.
Error on the side of caution.
Yeah, error on the side of caution, because we don't know that you're going to be over that payment limit until next fall, because we don't know how big those payments are going to be or how small they're going to be. I mean, it could go the other way.
Yeah.
You know how markets are. They can change in a heartbeat, and then we have something new.
Be sure and have that dialogue with your FSA personnel on that particular certificate matter and trying to avoid bumping that payment limit. Art, thanks, as always. Appreciate your time. Risk Management Specialist Art Barnaby, K-State Research and Extension. Again, agmanager.info.